Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Matchball 30, sponsored by Calidus, leading consultants in health and safety, project management, asset management, environmental services and training. Visit wearecalidus.com for more information.
The Matchball.
Welcome to the Matchball 30, our real-time journey through the 1991-1992 season. Dan, Michael, Moscow with you here in 1991, just after Christmas. Did you enjoy that yesterday?
You got Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, but lovely. Yeah, have you got a hangover or anything, or are you all right?
No, I'm underage.
Okay, yeah. Did your parents not giving you any brandy or
I know
anything?
They do start them young in Bradford, but I think the closest we got was a bit of brandy on the Christmas pudding.
Yeah, fair enough.
But other than that, very nice day. Got some generic toys from 1991.
Yep, excellent.
Did you get some of those?
I did, yeah.
What about you, Moscow? Did you get some?
Any games, yes, any games to your Amiga?
Yes, Altered Beast.
Okay. Are you referring to me as an Altered Beast? Or is that
No, that's the name of the game. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Christmas number one, of course, was Bohemian Rhapsody. We found out just after the Forest game on Sunday the 22nd. Not a surprise, given the passing of...
I already had it from the first time.
Well, I think my dad had bought it because he's got himself a CD player a couple of years ago. Have you got one of those yet? It was very, very quick on the uptake with the old CD players, and I think it was Pure Soft Metal was one of the first CDs he got, and I remember Heart Alone. Do you remember that big power ballad from the 80s? That was right near the top of the top of the album. I'm fairly sure he's got Queen's Greatest Hits as well. Always one of those staples for the CD collection, the compact disc. That's what it stands for. If you're aware of that, very, very. Apparently, you can't scratch them. Never skip.
Wow, amazing!
I know.
Crazy. You don't scratch tape, so either do.
That is true. That's true. Anyway, speaking of,
I was just going to say, it's always Heart Alone. It's always the bit where this thing it chills me to the bone.
Mm.
One of the good rhymes.
Yes. Anyway, speaking of records, we had the Leeds United song that we brought to you some weeks ago, wasn't it? Now, how did it go again?
So here we go.
Can we legally sing it? There's lawsuits flying around, well, isn't there?
We can't play the clip because we might end up in bother.
I don't want Paul Higgins getting on my case, his legal team on me.
Well, it's got ugly, hasn't it? Because old Higgo has claimed that he wrote this way back in 1984, and he has his solicitors on the case.
Mm. Kevin Smith and Ray Fensom are denying it.
Yeah.
Saying they never heard it before.
Great bunch of lads.
I don't know. Well, the club are washing their hands of it, aren't they? They've basically gone. Bear in mind, it had several of our players on the cover.
Gordon Strachan, Steve Hodge.
McAllister was there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Promoted it inside the ground, weren't they? David Batty with a guitar.
Yep.
And Bob Baldwin's house. It's not an official club record. Some of the players sang on it, but that's about the end of our involvement with it.
Absolutely. Nothing to do with
us. Nothing to do with us. But HMB have taken it off sale.
Yeah. Unfortunate. and Bob Baldwin, yes, our commercial manager, very quick to shut the whole nasty affair down. But Smith and Fensom denying that they've heard this song that they're supposed to have ripped off, and you know, Higgins is going all in. Let's leave them to it.
I think so.
Yeah, they can work this out between them, can't they?
Bob Baldwin's turned off his fax machine, hasn't he? He's not receiving any more legal letters.
When it comes to being top of the charts, Tony DiRigo, I mean, if there's one thing that you want a professional athlete to be doing, and you know, we're up near the top of the league now, you know, high stakes game, it's putting your best players through unnecessary physical activity to try and win small cash prizes.
It's not unnecessary. It's an exciting Rumbelow sprint challenge that DiRigo's considering doing.
So what is it and what can he win?
He can be the fastest player in the North and Northeast.
So it's a running race.
A running race.
Right.
Why isn't Whitlow involved?
Well, he's too vital to the squad, isn't he? You can't risk. I mean, this just sounds like an injury waiting to happen and you can't risk Whitlow.
So he could win £500 if he wins the North and Northeast Heat, which is taking place in March.
I mean, that could be a life-changing sum of money to Tony Dorigo, wouldn't it?
Mate, listen, £10,000 if he wins the overall competition. £10,000!
Tony Daly's going to win it, surely. Fastest man in the world.
We shall see, won't we? Anyway, to matters at hand, and that is the Boxing Day game against...
Let's avoid talking about this complete shit show of a game, shall we?
Southampton. Well, we had a complete defensive shutout at the City Ground when we faced Forest just before Christmas. This was at the other end of the scale, and I'm sure Wilco's going to be well pissed off at a six-goal game. Teams for this one, Lukic, Sterling, Dorigo, Batty, McClellan still in there in defence alongside Chris White. Hodge in there because Strachan got injured at the City Ground and taken off, didn't he? Rod Wallace, Lee Chapman, Gary McAllister, Gary Speed with Gary Kelly and John Newsom on the bench. We've got for Southampton, Tim Flowers in goal. And then the team, Steve Wood, Kevin Moore, Stuart Gray, John Gittens, Mickey Adams, Terry Hurlock, Glenn Cockerell, Barry Horn, Alan Shearer, Ian Dowie, and Ian Branfoot was there, boss. Remember back to the away game against these lot earlier in the season. Neil Ruddock got sent off in that game? It was, wasn't it?
It was, although you had Strachan coming out saying that it was an outrage, that it should be. It was a so-called professional foul.
What about his other red and his nine yellows he's had this season? Were they all a disgrace as well?
You can't have Strachan defending him every time, can he?
Well, Lee's out for them. Anyway, call him Terry Adams then. Mickey Adams is playing.
Jerry Adams?
Yeah, Mickey, Terry, Berry, Jerry, all of them, all the Adamses. The Adams family. Mickey Adams is playing for them, returning to Elland Road against us lot, his former team.
Should never have sold him based on this performance.
And with lots of attention on the upcoming game against Man United, as you would expect for the top of the table, but Wilkinson only looking at this game.
For a bit anyway. We looked at it for the first 79 minutes and then we decided, now let's look ahead to Man United. We're 3-1 up against Southampton. They're crap. Let's just stroll through the last 10 minutes of this game and it'll be fine. But it wasn't fine, was it?
It wasn't fine, particularly as, spoiler alert, Manchester United won 6-3 at Oldham and they're now 2 points clear of us with two games in hand because we dropped the ball here. A bit unfortunate, isn't it?
We fucked it, basically. It's the short version. Title's gone. Merry Christmas, everybody. It was nice while it lasted.
It was going so well as well, and you'd think without Strachan on the pitch, that was going to be a problem, but it was actually Steve Hodge wearing 7 who was vital to us going 2 up.
You know the problem though, Moscow? We were playing towards the cop in the first half. They changed us around, messed up our mojo. Anyway, before it all went badly wrong, first goal came on 27 minutes, free kick from the right. Talk me through it. What did you see? Did you enjoy it? Was this a nice moment before we blew it all up?
It's a fairly classic goal for us at the moment, isn't it? It was a ball into the box, Chapman with a flick. The keeper's kind of come out, half coming for the cross. It flicks over him and by the time it gets to Hodge at the back, the keeper's all out of position and he can just slide it in from a couple of yards out.
He nearly collided with the post as well in the aftermath, is that the right word? Just a light tap into the post?
The afterglow,
yes.
If he scored.
Yes. Could have gone down clutching his knee had it hurt, but it didn't because he's Steve Hodge and he's hard.
Le petit mort, as the French call it.
The little death. Beautiful. Oh, très bon. And we're 2-0 up within another 3 minutes. After this, game over. We've won it. 3 points in the bag. Yes, come on, Leeds. Who scored?
It was Hodge again.
He just loves that back post.
It has to be said, he's drifting in from midfield, like arriving late in the box. We've seen it a few times this season, and he's starting to look like a really vital cog in the machine, even if he's not in the starting 11.
I mean, it's one criticism that always gets levelled at Strachan, is he's just not getting enough headers at the back post, is he?
But Chris White involved in this one. Long ball towards Chapman, the old signature manoeuvre, but then he pings it out to the right wing. And this is beautiful from Mel Sterling. Describe the silky skills on show here, please.
Outside of the foot. He
runs into a brick wall, doesn't he? He's going to go down the outside. Normally you'd expect him to whip it back. No, not Mel this time.
Cuts back his eye. He said, his fullback has gone, you can't use your left foot, Mel. Don't need to. Watch this.
I will use my right.
Watch this, dickhead. Yeah. Outside of the boot. Just got enough lift. Just the perfect dip on it. It's a brilliant cross.
And Tim Flowers, nowhere near it. He's trying to close him down, isn't he, as he heads this one in, but unmarked, a couple of yards out. 2-0, beautiful. I mean, 7 goals in, he's only started 9 games, quite a lot from the bench, whatever, but 7 goals in 9 is vital.
It's quite useful having a decent backup midfielder, isn't it? I think it was one of the things that cost us last season was that when we had injuries, everything was getting reshuffled and Andy Williams was coming in and it was not quite working. But yeah, having a... we'll call him. Can we still class him as an England international? A current England international?
Of course we can.
He should get a call up again soon, shouldn't he?
Well, half time, 2-0. Everything looking absolutely rosy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Into the second half, things going swimmingly for Leeds, or are they?
Mickey Adams charging all over the pitch, isn't he? Coming a left back, moving into the middle of the pitch. What's he doing?
He's gone rogue, hasn't he?
He wasn't happy to be sold, and I think we are paying some of the price for that.
Yeah, he seems to just confuse the defence by running into the middle of the pitch, because it seems like the centre-backs don't know if they should go and challenge him or Mark Dowie and Shearer, who are behind him, and in the end, I think Chris White sort of steps forward, but then it's a scruffy goal. It's a kind of a messed up 1-2, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Thankfully he didn't get on the end of it. That's the only small mercy in this.
Yeah, I don't think running at McClelland and Chris White is high on their list of personal priorities of what they want to happen. And I think, yeah, Adams has taken advantage. It's just confused. He sort of just barges through them and the ball breaks free to that ugly mug.
yes, Dowie is the one who scrambles it in, popping it across Lukic. So, 2-1, dangerous scoreline and all that. And that's 50 minutes.
Should there be some kind of ruling of like a minimum acceptable face to score in the first division? They're supposed to be marketing this thing as a super league full of glamour and glitz to appeal to new audiences. And you show people Ian Dowie. Nobody's going to want to watch that. Lee Chapman, handsome man. He can score all the goals he wants. Ian Dowie, I think he should be kept out of sight if they want this football thing to be a success in future.
Lee Chapman, he just oozes wine bar, doesn't he?
Yeah, you can't.
Ian Dowie, he's back room. He's the tap room at a working men's club.
He oozes puss. You can't put Ian Dowie on the television. I'm sorry.
And then, just as you think this one's in the balance again, we actually go 3-1 up on 73. So you would think the game is over again
another
second
man
time.
Suitable for the Premier League, the glamorous new Premier
Gorgeous.
League. Gorgeous Gary Speed.
A model.
Charging in at the back post. Another Sterling cross. Again, humiliating the fullback. Leaves him on his arse, doesn't he? Old Gittins.
And he digs this out, doesn't he? We don't like Gittins, do we?
Well, yeah, speaking of revenge, he hurt John Henry in the promotion season, didn't he? So long overdue that he got this beat down from Mel Sterling.
But yeah, it's another good cross right into the middle and speed, because if he's running onto it from the left wing, he's got all the momentum and it's kind of at Flowers, really, but it's such a powerful header. He just
threw him.
Gets a hand on it, but it still goes in.
Straight through him. So, under 20 minutes to go, 3-1 up. And did you notice with the cheers for this goal, there was almost that sense of, not kind of pandemonium, but that, yeah, that's it secured. There's almost a sense of complacency built into the cheers.
Mm.
Yeah.
That young Shearer lad, quite good, isn't he? That's a bit of a problem. Yeah, it doesn't look like much is on. The ball kind of breaks to him midfield. He's about 25, 30 yards out, twats it in off the post.
Shock of hair, shock of right foot. In it goes. I think Lukic could do better there, maybe, but he does put it right on the post and it sort of rattles across, doesn't it, to the left-hand side of the cop net.
But even so, only 10 minutes left against a team down the bottom of the league. Mm. Should be fine, shouldn't it?
But look who's back.
It's Mickey Adams again.
5 minutes from time as well. What an absolute hammer blow.
Yeah, and Shearer nearly scores, doesn't it? It's a Mickey Adams cross, which Shearer heads down and against the post. And we're a bit unlucky because it bounces, if all the places it could go, it bounces straight back into the middle of the goal and onto Ian Dowie, who is there to just tap it in.
He was just ahead of Hodge as well, wasn't he? That's the annoying factor about all
ugly scenes at Elland Road,
etc. Yes. Third draw in a row, though this is slightly worrying going into the vital Christmas period that we just seem to be dropping off, especially with that 6-3 win for the Scum.
I'm not worried anymore. We're not winning the league. It's fine.
But Wilco,
it's better this way.
I think you're bleak, but bloody hell, Wilco's even more bleak.
It was the most disappointing performance of my time here. We should have had more than a point. 1.5 points?
Yeah.
But when you are as disappointing as that, you don't deserve more.
But we don't have time to be too fed up about it, do we? Because the games do come thick and fast
at
this time.
I'm still pretty fed up, even if I don't have time. I'm going to make time to be fed up about this.
Not going
to
sleep, just so I can be mope about.
Yeah, get up an hour earlier every day.
But it's raised the stakes, hasn't it, for the first game against Scum, which is in just a few days' time. So, you know, whip up the old turkey curry, whatever it is you might be having, and then we've got to crack on, haven't we? Because we've got Scum in 1, 2, 3 days.
We could probably do with Gordon Strachan back, because I feel like it's a funny game, this one. Hodge, obviously vital to us going 2-0 up, popping up at the back post for both those goals. But I just have this feeling that Gordon Strachan doesn't let us lose that match.
Mm.
That general on the pitch running things.
Is it must win though, Moscow? Is it a must win now, this one? Because we'll get to the league table in a second, but it's put them in the box seat.
It's them as well, isn't it? I mean, that's the thing. It's difficult to beat them because historically we haven't done it since 1981 since we last beat them, so it's a big ask. But also I hate them, so I want us to win. So from that point of view, yes, they must win just so that I am satisfied.
Well, just tying up the Boxing Day scores, we have got Villa 3-1 against West Ham, Everton 0, Sheffield Wednesday 1, which is good for them as well. They've hit like a bit of a hot streak. 3-3 for us against Southampton, Luton 1-0 against Arsenal, not something you'd expect there. Man City 2-1 against Norwich, with Notts County beating Chelsea 2-0. That wild result at Boundary Park. Oldham 3, Man United 6. QPR 0-0 with Liverpool. Sheffield United 0, Coventry 3. Spurs losing at home to Forest 2-1. And 1-1 between Wimbledon and Crystal Palace, which would technically be a home fixture for Crystal Palace anyway. Which leaves it at the bottom, Luton propping things up with 18 points. Southampton on 19. Sheffield United and West Ham both on 20, just above them there. At the top, Man United in pole position. They've played 20 games. They've got 47 points. We're second. We've played 22. 2 games more, but 2 points fewer. And goal difference for us is 21 versus Man United's 28. So it's looking massively like it's them as favourites for the title. But it can all change, doesn't it? I mean, this game against them it's a championship 6-pointer.
It is. But we're not going to win, so it don't matter.
Fair enough.
I wonder, I mean, the Notts County result, actually, we've kind of brushed over it, but takes them out of the relegation places, and you do wonder if Ken Bates might have a look at their manager after a result like that. They could do a lot worse.
He's going to be pissed off about that, isn't he? Famously strong with his opinions. Anyway, just going to say that Sheffield Wednesday are third, 38 points, so they're 7 behind us, but they have a game in hand. And again, that fixture against them is to come in a little while, in a week or two. How are we all feeling about that? It's been a bit of a disappointing Christmas period, hasn't it, really?
0-0 and a 3-3 and Ian bloody Dowie. Not ideal.
I mean, the last time we won is the Luton game, isn't it?
Just death by draws is the way we're going about this. Scum keep winning, don't they? That's the problem.
Well, in another week's time, we'll be entering the brave world of 1992. You got any plans for the tail end of 1991 besides the Man United game? Any big New Year's Eve plans in store?
Just looking at league tables and crying,
mainly.
Picture of Ian Dowie to stare back at me and remind me of all the bad things in the world.
Might throw some half bricks at Scum's bus. That might cheer me up.
But you've said this now ahead of the game, the police might be listening. And in another 3 days' time, if you get down to Elland Road and you've got an half Charlie in your hands, you're in trouble, Moscow.
Police ain't stopping me.
And we'll reconvene December the 29th against Man United. Table-topping clash at Elland Road. We'll speak to you then.
The Match Ball.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.